Right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
I ask Pets Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So let me get top three stories here real quick. First of all, the Dow had jumped up yesterday, 500 points. It was a rebound. It broke a six-day losing streak. And then today, it went back down again. So right back down to the bear market. In fact, a new 2022 low is where it ended up today. And so it was not really a surprise. I figured yesterday was just a correction, just a bump up market, but it was going to drop again. And sure enough, that's exactly what it's done. Then we have the Senate has gone ahead and passed a bill that will prevent a government shutdown. No government shutdown happening. Well, the House has to pass it first, but the House is expected to pass it tomorrow. So at least that bill's gotten done. Now, part of that bill was increased funding to send to Ukraine. So they're going to be sending more money in aid to Ukraine. And then finally, of course, Hurricane Ian is the big story. And yes, it is Hurricane Ian again. It was downgraded, obviously, to a tropical storm. It entered into the Gulf, and after it entered into the Gulf, it ramped back up into a hurricane status. It's a Category 1 hurricane, and I believe it's expected to remain that way until it makes landfall in South Carolina or North Carolina. And when it makes landfall there, it'll be a Category 1 hurricane, but then it will be it should quickly downgrade to all the way to a depression once it makes landfall at that point. But that's a lot of people. I mean, it's headed towards like Hilton Head, Florida area. So with it, you know, continuing that way, it could be, it could definitely create even more damage and affect even more people as it pertains to, the destruction that this thing has been doing. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And by the way, looking at these storms and these, all the things, it was there's just a lot of damage, just shocking amount of damage that's going on, and now the videos are coming out. By the way, I don't know if you noticed anything with this hurricane. Watching some of the news anchors and stuff, you know, you get these weathermen who try to stand out in the weather. I don't know if you see that. You know, they always try to do that. Oh, look how strong the winds are, and they try to stand in them, And one of the things was, like, Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel was doing it, and he got hit by a tree branch. Did you see that one? Took his legs out. I was like, oh, that's what you get, man. Then the other one was, he was wearing a baseball batting helmet. I don't know if you saw that. When he went out there, he was wearing a baseball batting helmet, and I saw some compilation video. Apparently, that's, like, the thing. They were all, like, wearing baseball batting helmets now. So they go outside, they're wearing a helmet, baseball, anyway, just thought that was kind of weird. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roadways are checking in clear right now, 29 and 90, not showing any delays. We are also looking good on Davis Highway, north and southbound lanes throughout Pensacola, not showing any major slowdowns, as well as Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, in Navarre on 98, looking good. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around for that.
Myself get absolutely.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. So, yeah, tune in, I believe, let me see here, tomorrow what we got going on. Yeah, I think that's it for our takeaway. Tomorrow we're going to be having our weekend movie preview. I just want to give you a reminder for you here, too. We now have a mobile app once again. The company that provided our mobile app before, they went out of business. So we had to get another mobile app. So we got a brand new mobile app. You can search in your app store for News Radio Pensacola to find it. When you do so, you can listen to the live stream, of course, but we also have an on-demand button where you can listen to the podcast. We podcast each hour of this show in case you miss any of it. Andrew McKay's show as well and Pep Talk with Jenna Barr. And you can check out national and local news. And if you even have a news or traffic tip, you can leave the audio tip with us. Just it has an open mic feature. Click on that, and you're able to just record something and send it over to us. So we've got the open mic feature right there on our app. So just go to your app store on your phone and look for News Radio Pensacola and download it today.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, Bobby, Ian, of course, a hurricane once again making its way towards South Carolina. Ian has transitioned from a tropical storm back to a Cat 1 hurricane that in the last several hours. It's expected to land somewhere on the South Carolina coast, possibly near Charleston tomorrow morning for its second landfall. Weather warnings in effect in Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. And unfortunately, Northeast Florida may feel some of the effects of this once again as the storm heads towards the coast. And as if downed trees, a destroyed power grid, bridges being down, and 2.5 million people being out of power isn't enough for Florida. There could be another threat, Bobby. Wildlife that's been stirred up by the hurricane. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission now warning residents in Southwest Florida and Central Florida to be on the lookout for extra active alligators, snakes, even bears. The FWC says the animals may be more active after the storm. They're telling folks if you see them, just give them plenty of space. That's probably a good suggestion. There is a third suspect now in custody accused of taking part in that deadly shooting of rapper PNB Rock in Los Angeles earlier this month. Police say the trio was apparently robbing the rap star of his jewelry. I believe he was shot in a diner of some sort. The suspect was arrested today. The third suspect, I should say, was arrested today in Las Vegas, listed as Freddie Lee Trone. Two other suspects have already been arrested, and that includes the most recent arrestee's 17-year-old son. And Bobby, a financial ratings agency now says that insured losses from Hurricane Ian could total as much as $40 billion. That is not good news for a property insurance system across the state that is, of course, already having insolvency problems.
What I'm assessing for my constituents is that the Florida insurance marketplace is likely to tighten.
That is, of course, Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. He talked with Channel 3 about this whole thing yesterday. The company that came up with this assessment is Fitch Ratings. They're estimating damage claims, and it's a big range, anywhere from $25 all the way up to $40 billion. I wouldn't be surprised if it even passes that number. But they say it could cause a lot of problems for these smaller insurance companies that rely on purchasing reinsurance. Seven different property insurance companies have already gone insolvent here in Florida this year, driving state-backed Citizens Insurance to having more than 1 million policies.
Wow, yeah. And, yeah, it's definitely going to be something that we're going to have to keep an eye on because there's been so many, like, insurance companies have already gone on, you know, gone out of business, and this is going to wreak havoc on those companies once again. And, you know, there's going to be the same thing as we get here in the panhandle when a bad storm like this happens. A lot of these companies end up not wanting to pay out. And so people have a hard time trying to file those claims and things. So definitely going to be a lot of that stuff going on as well. But yeah, this would not surprise me to be the most expensive hurricane. I mean, the most expensive hurricane in the United States was actually that one, I can't remember what it's called now, but it's the one that hit Connecticut New York area, New Jersey, hit all that area. And so it wasn't even the most, like, devastating hurricane as far as, like, the swath of damage or loss of life. But it's because where it landed is so concentrated with so many people there and so many buildings and big buildings that are expensive and stuff like that. It just caused, you know, the damage there was just a lot more because you know, the cost of the buildings, you know, the type of buildings that were damaged.
Well, and that's in the area where this hit. That's another consideration for this storm because property values and the cost of rebuilding and repairing has skyrocketed so much over the last year.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's something we're definitely looking at here as well. I agree. I think it's like, oh, this is definitely something that we could be getting a lot more costs involved with repairing this because I mean, here's like the example. A lot of the damage we're looking at looks similar to what we saw in Panama City, but Panama City is like one little place. This is like, it's concentrated lots and lots of communities all like Panama City piled on top of each other that were all hit the same. So, and Panama City was already just horrendously expensive. This is going to be like...
Well, and Tampa Bay, Tampa area, that whole area, that's one of the most expensive places in the country now, isn't it? It has been over the last couple of years.
That's true.
So two years ago, if this storm would have hit, a building that would have been totaled out at, I don't know, $20 million, that's probably a $40 million building now.
Yeah, absolutely. I could see that as well because there's definitely... just the rise in costs and construction, and then the number of people there, the number of buildings there, the types of buildings, the cost to build those buildings, stuff like that. So like Fort Myers, where this was hit, you know, they have not been hit for so long. They still have a lot of homes that were at ground level, sea level, right? So a lot of places around here now, when you start to build a new home, it has to be on piers if it's at a certain flood area. And a lot of the Fort Myers area, there were not piered homes, and that's why there's so much destruction that's going on with these homes because they were not at that level yet. Going forward, of course, as they rebuild, it will. But it's gonna be expensive when it's all said and done. Right now, they're not even worried about the expense part. They're worried about saving lives. They're still rescuing people. I just saw on TV. They got helicopter crews actively still pulling people off of roofs. So they're still in the rescue phase right now. Then they'll get the power turned on phase, which has already started. And then they'll get into the cleanup phase. And then it's like, okay, now the rebuild. So it's going to affect a lot of small business owners too. That's the unfortunate thing as well. So, all right, let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are checking in clear here. We do have an accident on 98. This is going to be right near college. Parkway, you're not seeing really anything to slow you down, but just keep that in mind that did just occur. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Yes, Hurricane Sandy. Thank you very much for that. I was saying the one that was the most expensive was the one that hit Connecticut, New York, that whole area. Super Sandy. Yes, that was the one. Thank you. And then... last hour, let's see here, concerning Jim Cantore getting hit by the branch. Everyone has been making it seem like he was taken out and almost killed. Although I'm sure it did not feel good, that branch did not knock him down or seriously hurt him. It was blowing along the ground and hit his ankle or shin. He then dived into the push-up position, so he would have 3 points of contact, both hands and one foot, so he could lift the foot that was hit by the branch and allow it to blow away. If he had tried to raise his left foot to clear the branch while standing upright on one foot, it would have blown over backwards and gotten badly hurt. No, I agree. Like, he just got taken out, but like, meaning like he dove to dodge. I'm sure it hurt. Yeah, I agree. But honestly, this is what I was thinking. What were you doing out there? I mean, it's like, okay. Are you on my full honest? Like, as soon as I saw it, because my friend showed it to me, and I went, I was like, well, serves him right for being stupid. I mean, I hate to be that person, but it's like, serves you right. You were stupid. What are you doing out there? Like,
yeah, I feel like at this point, it's more of like a meme for him, because now people like pretend to be him when they're in a hurricane outside in their backyard, things like that. So
yeah, go do your Jim Cantore moment.
Yeah.
To go stand in the hurricane and see if the winds blow hard enough that you can stand sideways. You know, it's like, no, thank you. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, well, actually, a couple more hurricane stories for you. Stick around.
Side had my heart storming. The moon went hiding, stars quit shining.
So we're still assessing the damage from Hurricane Ian, but basically where it's at right now, 13 confirmed people have died from this storm. 13. And hopefully that number doesn't go up very much higher than that. But good possibility it could. More than 1,200 patients were being evacuated from hospitals in the Fort Myers region. They had 7 feet of storm surge throughout the city. 7 feet of storm. That's a lot of water damage they're going to be dealing with. The wind gusts were 150 miles an hour. And a couple of people have been there for most of their lives. It's the worst storm surge they've ever seen. And looking at the videos, I think that's a pretty fair argument. That was a really, really bad storm surge.